You're listening to a message from Redemption Community Church, a life-giving church in Westchester County, New York. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or follow our messages online at redemptioncommunitychurch.org. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Hey, we love you, Mom. Let's give it up for all of our ladies one more time. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. So glad you're with us today. My name is Jeremy. I'm the lead pastor here. I haven't had a chance to meet you yet. I know we have several first-time guests in the house. We are so glad you're with us today. Welcome to all of you. Just before we get into the Mother's Day message today, I want to invite you back next Sunday for a new series we're kicking off called The Miracles of Jesus. How many of you have ever been in a season of life where you felt like you could use a miracle? I think we've all been there before. If you've ever had to study for a test before, I need a miracle, Lord, help me. So next week, we're going to start a new four-week series where we dive into the Gospels and we look at the miracles of Jesus. And what we're going to find out is that Jesus is not just the Lord over all circumstances of our lives, but he's a God who's for you. We believe that we trust and serve a God who wants us to experience salvation, healing, provision. We believe Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the same Jesus who did miracles in the Gospels is the same Jesus that we trust in for today. Going to be a great series. A new series is always a wonderful opportunity to invite a friend or family member who needs to get connected to a life-giving church. So make plans to be here and invite somebody to join you for our Miracles of Jesus series kicking off next Sunday. Well, today is Mother's Day. And, you know, as I was thinking about Mother's Day, I thought about a funny story. Many of you know, a few years ago, Amy and I were on staff at a church. I was an associate pastor in the Buffalo, New York area where my wife is from, her hometown. And where our church was located was in Orchard Park, which is a suburb of Buffalo, right where the Buffalo Bills play. Their stadium is right up the street. And so every now and then, occasionally, we would have a Buffalo Bills player come, or a former Buffalo Bills player would come and worship with us. Well, one time we had kind of a special season where just a few times the great retired Buffalo Bill Thurman Thomas came. Now, if you're a football fan, you know Thurman Thomas is a Pro Football Hall of Fame running back. Yeah, was four Super Bowls, one of the greatest running backs of all time. Well, he came a few times, but I remember this one time he came with his mom, and his mom was all decked out. She had her hat. She was looking all good and fancy, and Thurman had his suit on. And well, Thurman was chewing gum in church, and his mom gave him the look. Come on, how many of you know that look that your mom gives you, right? His mom gave him the look, and she put her hand out, and Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas spit his gum out in mama's hand. The moral of the story is, it doesn't matter if you're a Pro Football Hall of Fame running back, you better listen to your mama, all right? That's the sermon for today. Listen to your mama. And all the mamas said, amen. Well, today I want to share a special message, especially for our ladies, but I want to invite all of the guys to lean in and listen, because we need you today, because we want to really honor our ladies today. And I think our culture is in this wake-up moment where we recognize we have not done such a good job of that in our culture. And there's kind of a sense of enough is enough, right? Enough abuse, enough harassment, enough objectifying. And we need some men of God to lead the way in honoring, dignifying, teaching respect. Come on, men, to teach our sons and other men around us what it is to honor ladies. And I think men in the Church of Jesus Christ should lead the way. And so, men, we need to be listening as well today, but I have something especially on my heart for the ladies today. And we're going to dive right into it. We're going to go to our text, which is in 2 Kings chapter 4. The words are going to be on the screen in just a moment. This is in the Old Testament. Now, the story we're going to look at today is not a traditional Mother's Day text. It's not a traditional Mother's Day scripture necessarily. It's the story of the miracle of the widow's oil. And this is a story associated with the great prophet Elisha. Some of you know there were two great prophets, Elijah and Elisha. And Elisha was the successor of Elijah's ministry. His mantle rested on Elijah. And these were two great men of God. They were faithful to God during a season when the people of God, the Israelites, were not faithful. They had a wicked king and queen who were not faithful to the things of God. And so these men of God, they were a mighty force for God, and they represented him, and they performed many miracles. And so this is one of those stories from the ministry of Elisha. But we're going to look at it from a little different lens today. We're going to look at it through the lens of Mother's Day. We're going to look at it through the lens of our ladies today. And so, ladies, I want to talk to you about three things that you need to know about yourself as a woman of God. We want to bless you today. We want to encourage you. God just put an encouraging word in my spirit for you today. And so this is for all of our ladies. You can take some notes. Men, we need to be taking notes too so we can bless our ladies. Three things you need to know about yourself as a woman of God. Here's the first one. Number one, know that you are enough. Come on, ladies, turn to somebody and say it with confidence, I'm enough. Come on, say it like you mean it. I'm enough. You need to know that you are enough. Let's dive into a story, 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. It says, "The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, 'Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord, but now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves.' Elijah replied to her, 'How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?' 'Your servant has nothing there at all,' she said, 'except a small jar of olive oil.'" Proof, by the way, that there were Italians in the Bible, because all she had left was some olive oil in the house. Can't run out of that. You got to know that you are enough. So let's talk about this story. Here's this woman. She's in a desperate situation. She's lost her husband. She's a widow. And in ancient times, some of the most vulnerable people in society were widows, because in that time, women were just completely dependent upon men for provision. That's just the way things worked back then. And so if a widow lost her husband and her sons couldn't provide for her, or she couldn't find a new husband, she was in a desperate situation, which is the situation this lady found herself in. And to make matters worse, her husband's creditor came and threatened to take her boys as slaves. Now, that's a very awful thing and very hard for us to relate to as modern day people. But in ancient times, this was just reality. You could be forced into labor to pay off your debt or thrown in prison. God actually commanded the Israelites not to do such things, but people did so anyway. So she was desperate. She came to Elijah for help. Now, to me, this woman, as I was reading the story, she kind of represents every woman. Here she is, a widow. Here she is, a single mother. Here she is, she's been married. She knows what it is to be a wife. Now she knows what it is to be single. She's like Whitney Houston. I'm every woman. It's all in me. I'm like, Pastor, never do that ever again. I'm just saying. That song kept coming to my mind as I was reading about this lady, because she kind of represents every woman. So she can relate to everybody in this place. If she sat down to have girlfriend talk with any one of you in here, I think she could relate to your story. She's been there, single, married, widowed, been through it all. And here she is in this situation. She had given everything that she could for her kids. I'm sure she had sold everything she could sell to make money. She had tried to get a part-time job, an extra job, whatever. And yet she was in this desperate situation and she felt empty. So she comes to Elijah for help and he says, you know, like, what do you have in the house? Gotta love Elijah, a little prophetic hustle. We gotta have a garage sale. We gotta raise some money. What do you have? And look at verse 2. She says, "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." She felt empty. And moms, let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like I've done the best I can do for my kids? Like, I don't have anything left to give. I've given everything I have. I'm exhausted. And some days it still feels like I've given everything and it's still not enough. Moms, you ever felt that way before? Ladies, you ever felt that way before? I know my wife feels that way sometimes. You know, we got three boys in three different schools. So my wife is like an Uber driver in the morning, you know, running kids to school and getting them ready for school. And then she has the church work that she has to do because she works, you know, full time in our church. And then in the afternoons, picking kids back up and keeping the house straight and all of those things and raising me at the same time. And then, you know, some kind of way she has enough energy to get dinner on the table. And we get to the table and mom's like, you know, Amy's like, "Hey, tonight's taco night." And one of the boys in heaven, he's like, "I don't want tacos tonight." And she's like, "Shut up, you're eating tacos. I'll force it down your throat if I have to." Come on, moms, have you ever been there before? Like, don't mess with me. You don't know what I've been through today. I will shove a taco in your mouth, child. I'm exhausted. Don't mess with me. You feel that way. Like, you've given everything you can and it's still not enough. It's not enough. But on a more serious note, like, some of you, you know, it's like I took a part-time job and it's still not enough money, right? Like, I did everything I could. I got a tutor for my kids. I tried to help them and they're still struggling in school. Some of you have this sense like, I gave everything to that marriage. I gave everything to that relationship and he still left. Like, I wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. And I think at some point in time, every person in this place, especially our ladies today with the pressures you face, you've had a sense where you felt like, I'm not enough. Or maybe somebody told you you weren't enough, or they treated you in a way that made you feel like you weren't enough. And so you live with this sense of, I would be enough if I had the perfect body. If I could just lose some weight, I'd be enough. I would be enough if I could just make some more money. I would be enough if I could just find the right partner, if somebody would just notice me, if there were a few more good men out there. I would be enough if somebody would find me. I would be enough if I could please my husband, my boyfriend, my boss, my kids. I would be enough if I could have a baby. I would be enough if my kids were perfect, getting straight A's, excelling in sports, popular at school. I would be enough. I'd be a good enough mom. I would be enough if I was strong enough to hold it all together for everyone, because it seems like everybody needs me. For some of you, it's, I would be enough if I was like my friend on Instagram, who's aging backwards, whose kids always look happy, who's always on perfect vacations. Newsflash, it's called Photoshop, ladies, okay? There are apps out there that'll take the years and the pounds off. So just give yourself a break this morning. Ain't nobody perfect. Don't compare your worst moments to someone else's highlight reel. Let's just be honest. That's what social media is all about. Nobody wakes up first thing in the morning and says, let me just snap a picture of what I look like before I put makeup on. No, not too many of those posts out there. But sometimes we feel that way, right? Like, I'm not enough. We compare ourselves. I'm not enough. And I think women especially have so many pressures to live up to. And I want to just say to you today, you can't live up to everybody's expectations. And somebody needs to give you permission to not even try to live up to your own expectations sometimes. Sometimes you have so much weight on you, so much pressure on you, so many expectations on you. And I think some days you probably are just tempted to feel like you aren't enough. But I have good news for you this morning. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, thought you were enough. He gave his life for you. He gave everything for you. The most important man who ever walked the face of the earth thought you were enough. Daughter of God, you are enough. In Christ Jesus, you are enough. Enough. You're enough. This poor widow, she had given everything she had. She had nothing. It felt like she had nothing left to give. All she had was a little bit of oil that she brought to the prophet. But with God on her side, what she had was enough. I want to tell you this morning, ladies, what you have. You may focus so much on what you don't have or where you're not in life or how you wish things would be. But I want to tell you this morning, what you have today with God on your side is enough. In God's eyes, you're enough. I don't care what somebody said about you. I don't care what somebody did to you. I don't care what some man did or did not do for you. I want you to know this morning that in God's eyes, you are enough. You plus the grace of God is enough. You plus who you are in Christ Jesus is enough. So let's not listen to anybody else's voice. Let's tune out the voices that would say we're less than. Let's tune out the voices that would come against us, the negative thoughts, and know that you in God's eyes are enough, ladies. You're enough, and we bless you today. Here's the second thing. We're talking about three things that we want all of our ladies to know today on this Mother's Day. Here's the second thing. Know that God sees your faithfulness. First of all, know that you are enough. Second of all, know that God sees your faithfulness. Look at verses 3 and 4. Elijah said, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. So God sees your faithfulness. So here's the situation where all the widow has is this little jar of oil. She's desperate. Elijah says, I want you to hang on here because God's about to do something amazing in your life. I want you to go to all your neighbors. I want you to knock a whole bunch of doors. Don't just go collecting a few doors. You call in every favor you can call in. Get as many jars as you can and bring them back here because God's about to do something in your life. He's about to do something, a miracle, something miraculous. Now, how many of you know that the widow couldn't make the miracle happen? She couldn't make the miracle happen, but she could be faithful to do what God was asking her to do. Through the prophet, right? She had to be, her job was to be faithful. That's what her job was. Now just think, she could have said, well, that sounds kind of crazy. I may end up looking like a fool. I'm gonna go knock the doors. I could end up looking desperate. I gotta humble myself. I gotta ask all my friends for jars. They're gonna ask me, what are the jars for? I don't know. The prophet told me to get the jars. What if nothing happens? She could have excused everything away, but her job wasn't to make the miracle happen. Her job was to be faithful to the God of the miracle. And so that's what Elijah asked her for. Ladies, I wanna tell you this morning, sometimes you have the temptation, and men, we feel this too, but especially moms, sometimes there is this feeling of like, you have to do everything for everybody. You have to have all the answers. You have to hold it all together. Can I just take a little weight off your shoulders this morning on Mother's Day? You are responsible only to do your part and to trust God with the rest. To do your part. Oh, we've got to be faithful to do what God's called us to do, but we're going to trust him with the rest. Your job is to be obedient and to trust him, to trust him, to be faithful. As I was thinking about this past week, I was thinking about a great woman of faith, Susanna Wesley. And if some of you were here a few weeks back, I actually shared a little bit about her story. But Susanna Wesley is actually known as the mother of Methodism. She's the mother of John Wesley, who founded the Methodist Church, and Charles Wesley, the great hymn writer of the church. She was a remarkable woman, remarkable wife and mother and woman of faith. She lived in the 1600s and 1700s in England. She was married to a minister in the Church of England named Samuel Wesley, and she had 19 kids. Yeah, 19. And you thought you had your hands full. If anybody deserved like a Mother's Day lunch, like Mother's Day Lifetime Achievement Award, it was this lady, right? She like deserved Mother's Day like every day. So she had 19 kids, but she had a hard life. I think only like 10 of her kids survived to adulthood. And that was back during when, you know, a lot of times children died in infancy and such. And her home burned down twice. In fact, little John Wesley was rescued from the second floor of their burning house. And her husband struggled to provide for the family financially. And they had a rocky marriage. And at one point in time, they got in a dispute, and her husband left her for over a year. Now, I know what some of you ladies are thinking right now. If my husband left me for over a year with 19 kids, I would hire a hitman to kill him and make it look like an accident and collect the life insurance policy. Can I get an amen, ladies? Some of y'all are like, yeah, that's exactly what would happen, right? But she didn't do that. And I think about this woman. Here she was in this situation with all these kids, and her husband deserted her. Here's a woman who could have got bitter. Here's a woman, like, could any of us blame her for, like, giving up, right? Giving up on God, giving up on her husband, giving up on her marriage, giving up on everything. But that's not what she did. In fact, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from a letter that she wrote to her husband during this season. Listen to this. She wrote, this is her words to her husband. I am a woman, but I am also the mistress of a large family. And though the superior charge of the souls contained in it lies upon you, yet in your long absence, I cannot but look upon every soul you leave under my charge as a talent committed to me under a trust. I am not a man nor a minister, yet as a mother and as a mistress, I felt I ought to do more than I had yet done. I resolved to begin with my own children, in which I observe the following method. I take such a proportion of time as I can spare every night to discourse with each child apart. On Monday, I talk with Molly. On Tuesday, with Hetty. Wednesday, with Nancy. Thursday, with Jackie. Friday, with Patty. Saturday, with Charles. And it ends there because she hadn't had all the other children yet. What an amazing woman. Here she is. She could have cursed at her husband. She could have screamed at her husband. She could have written him the nastiest letter. But what did she say to him? I'm not a man. I'm not a minister like you. I'm a wife and a mother. But I feel like I've been entrusted with a talent. I feel like I've been entrusted to something that's been committed to me. And I decided to do something with it. And so what did she do? Can you imagine, as busy and as tired as she was giving of herself? She said, I set aside one night for each of the kids to spend time with them, to disciple them, to put a little Jesus inside of them. What a woman. What an amazing woman. And I'm sure there were days where she felt like she fell short. I'm sure there were days where she didn't feel like the perfect wife, certainly. I'm sure there were days when she couldn't keep up with all these kids and she didn't feel like the perfect mother. She couldn't do everything. But here's one thing that was amazing about Susanna Wesley. She was faithful. She was faithful with what God had entrusted to her. Ladies, let me ask you this question this morning. How is God calling you to be faithful in this season? What is God asking you to do in this season of your life? You can't do what everybody else can do. This question is personal for you. In whatever season of life you find yourself in, how is God calling you to be faithful? You might be a single woman here today and just honoring God with your life, just honoring God with your heart, honoring God with your sexual integrity, becoming the woman of God that he's calling you to be. I want to cheer you on this morning and say, just keep being faithful. Some of you, you're a wife, right? Just honoring your husband, just prioritizing your marriage. We want to say today, keep being faithful. Maybe you're a mom caring for kids, right? Raising them. Some of you, I see moms in here with little ones. We dedicated a baby in the last service. You're a stay-at-home mom, changing diapers, right? Nursing, taking care of kids, just pouring yourself out, raising your kids to be the best people they can be, trying to teach them how to be compassionate and loving. Just keep being faithful. Maybe today you're divorced or widowed, and you're still caring for the people who are around you. Somebody needs your story. You just keep being faithful. That's what you're called to do, to be faithful and to trust God with the rest. Be encouraged today. And so here's what happens. Elijah says, go get all the jars you can get. Don't just get a few. Get as many as you can get. You're going to need them all. And then look what he says in verse 4, something interesting here. He says, then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Go inside and shut the door behind you. See, God's about to do a miracle in your life behind closed doors. God's about to do a miracle in your life that's not going to be readily apparent to everybody else. So many times the miracle that God is doing in you, through you, in your life is something that nobody else sees. Everybody else doesn't see it. It's something he's doing in the invisible, but it's only visible to him. And God says, I'm about to do a work in your life. Not everybody is going to see it. And I think so much of being a man or woman of God is trusting God for the invisible things, trusting God for the things in our lives that are done in secret, how we honor God, how we're people of integrity, and it's done in secret. I know so much of being a woman of faith. Certainly so much of being a mom is done in secret. People don't always see your sacrifice, how you give of yourself. How you just, even in your exhaustion, you love and you put others before you. You take care of your husband. You take care of your kids. Come on, when men get sick, we revert to like a childlike state. But women, you get sick and you just keep going. Like there's something amazing in you. Me, I'm like a baby. I need some TLC. I'm worthless. But Amy gets sick and she just keeps the whole household running. You're amazing. You sacrifice. You give of yourself in ways that nobody sees. Nobody sees it. But God sees it. And I think about the kind of women who are celebrated in our culture publicly. Who celebrated? Supermodels, right? Actresses, famous people, entertainers. You know, Lady Gaga shows up at the Met Gala this week and does a big wardrobe change, whoop-de-doo, whatever, right? Lady Gaga ain't going to be there for you when you need a shoulder to cry on. It's your mama who's going to be there for you. It's your sister. It's your friend who's going to be there for you, right? And they're not being celebrated publicly because what God is doing in their life, it's private. It's secret. It's kind of invisible. And you know, maybe you're a woman today who you've been serving God faithfully. You know, serving God faithfully with your life and serving others, you know, giving of yourself to others. And you kind of wonder, like, does anybody even see me? I think there are probably some single ladies in the house who would say, is a good man ever going to see me? Is a good man ever going to notice me? Come on, is he ever going to hit me up on my ChristianMingle.com profile? If there could just be a few more good Christian men out there, come on, Jesus, send some my way. Now, I know there are a few good guys around here at Redemption, so you come see me after church. We'll work something out. I do charge a finder's fee, but it'll be worth it. I'm just saying, come see your pastor. But there's a sense, right? Like, is a good man ever going to notice me? I'm sure there are some single ladies, you're wondering that. There are some career women who I'm sure in the place who might say, like, is my boss ever going to notice me? Am I ever going to get that promotion that I've worked so hard for? I know there are some married women in the house who feel like, does my husband even notice what I do for him? I know there are some moms here who would say, do my kids notice me? Like, do they even know? Am I a good mom? Because sometimes I wonder if they even appreciate what I do for them. And I think ladies, especially, you live with this sense that people don't always see my faithfulness. And I want to say, people don't always see your faithfulness, but God sees your faithfulness and your secret obedience is celebrated publicly and openly in heaven. Your invisible faithfulness will be visible before God. He sees your faithfulness. Come on, he sees your faithfulness. God sees you, and today we see you. He's proud of you, and today we're proud of you, and we bless you. Proverbs 31, verse 30 says, charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Come on, man, let's give it up for our ladies today. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And so we celebrate you today. Ladies, what you're building, what God is doing in you, it's not often visible to everybody else. Maybe others don't notice what God is building in your heart, in your life, in the secret place, but God sees it. He sees your faithfulness. And I believe one day others will see the fruit of it. And so you be encouraged today. You be faithful and trust God with the rest. Don't be afraid of a secret miracle. Don't be afraid of an invisible work in your heart because God is working in your life. Here's the third thing. Third thing, three things we want all of our ladies to know today on this Mother's Day. Number one, know that you are enough. Doesn't matter how somebody treated you. Doesn't matter what somebody said about you. Doesn't matter what how our culture makes you look at yourself and measure yourself. Know that you are enough. Number two, know that God sees your faithfulness. You're not invisible today. You're visible to us and to God. We see your faithfulness. God sees your faithfulness. Number three, know that God's blessing is with you. God's blessing is with you. Look at verses 5-7. So the prophet tells her to go and to pour oil into all these jars. Here's what happens. Verse 5, she left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. Notice those words, she kept pouring. Verse 6, when all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. But he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. Verse 7, she went and told the man of God, and he said, go sell all the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. So here's this woman. All she has is this little bit of oil and all of these empty jars, and she just keeps pouring, and God multiplies it and does a miracle to meet her need. Know that the blessing of God is with you. Blessing of God is with you. Now look at this in verse 5 again. It says, they brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. She just kept pouring. I know that some of you ladies, especially moms in the house today, like you pour yourself out to bless others. And I know our men do that today, but we're celebrating our ladies. You pour yourself out to bless others. Like you just keep pouring, right? Like there's never enough of you to go around. Like you're always pouring yourself out, always taking care of somebody, always giving to somebody else, always taking care of your kids. Some of you working really hard in a career. Some of you in a stage of life right now, just taking care of your babies, your infants, just always giving, always cooking, cleaning, loving, giving those talks, giving prayers, right? You pour yourself out. You feel like you continually pour yourself out. I think about my mother. She was a pastor's wife, but she was a school teacher and a principal, and she ran a Christian school. And there were four of us boys. There were plenty enough to keep up with. Me alone, I was plenty enough myself, I promise you. And my mom, you know, as I look back, like dinner was always on the table. Like she was amazing as I look back. Like she's gonna listen to this podcast. Mom, you were amazing. I didn't appreciate you when I was a kid, but now with a little bit of perspective, I recognize you kept pouring yourself out. You kept pouring yourself out. And you didn't kill us. You were gracious. I'm alive. You should have killed me as a child, and you didn't. She poured herself out. It was amazing. Sacrifice. And I know sometimes, ladies, you feel like, I don't have the strength to take care of myself. Come on, ladies, you ever been there before? Like, I don't have the strength to take care of myself, and yet I got to take care of my family. I got to take care of I got to go to work today. I got to take care of my kids. And you just keep pouring yourself out. Here's what I want to tell you this morning. Here's the amazing thing. The amazing thing is when you're faithful with what God has entrusted to you, when you're faithful to be the person that God has called you to be, when you're faithful to the calling that he's put on your life and whatever season you are, to be a woman of God, to be a wife who honors God, to be a mother who honors God, the blessing of God comes upon your life and the miracle takes place in the pouring out. The miracle takes place in the pouring out. Don't be afraid of the pouring out. The miracle takes place there because the miracle takes place in your faithfulness. That's where the miracle actually happens. If you look at verse 6, here she was. She was just pouring. She just kept pouring, Verse 6, when all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. She poured out everything she had. And he was like, Mom, there are no jars left. Like they're all full. Like God did a miracle in the midst of her being faithful just to keep pouring. And I know that many of you today, especially you ladies today, maybe you feel like, Pastor, I came in here today, I'm just tired. Like my Mother's Day gift would be if everybody would just leave me alone. Let me sleep, leave me alone. I don't need anything, just let me sleep. Let me get in my bed and binge watch Netflix. Let me watch all my girl shows and leave me alone. Can I get an amen, ladies? Some of you came in here, you're tired. And you've been, and come on, this is very real. For some of you, there's a sense like, I don't have much left in the tank to give. And I'm running on empty. Here's the amazing thing. Here, all this woman had was just a little bit of oil. Come on, sometimes all you got is a little bit of oil. All you got's a little bit of oil. Some of you ladies came in here discouraged today. It's okay. It's okay to be in a place where all you have is a little bit of oil, because when you take the little bit that you have and you put it in the hands of an almighty God, he's able to bless the little bit that you have and multiply it to do greater things than you ever could imagine. And that's what he did for this woman, and that's what he'll do in your life. And here's the amazing thing. The blessing doesn't just stop there. Look at verse 7. It says, she went and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. Come on, it wasn't just any kind of blessing. It wasn't just enough blessing for the day. There was more than enough. It was an overflow blessing. See, here's the supernatural thing. In the natural, when you give every last bit you have, you crash and you burn. You crash and you burn. You have a nervous breakdown. That's what typically happens in the natural. But in the supernatural, as a woman of faith, when you trust God, what he's asked you to entrust to him, when you give what he's asked you to give back to him and no more, just what he's asked you to give, his blessing comes upon it. And not so much that there's just enough for you. That would be good. We could celebrate that. But it's an overflow blessing so that his blessing comes into your life and overflows from you into the lives of others. It's an overflow blessing. And so if you're a single woman, God is pouring out his blessing on you as you entrust your life back to him. And it's overflowing from you to your family, to your friends, to your parents, to those you love, to your coworkers. If you're married today, God's blessing is overflowing from your life to bless your husband, to bless your kids. If you have a family, it's an overflow blessing. You trust him with the little bit that you have. And what a blessing he'll put upon your life. It's an amazing thing. And I think about this woman giving all that she had, I think about another woman, Mary, who had to give her son, Jesus. She had a promise that he would be the Messiah, and she had to give him back. God, I give him back to you. And she had to watch her son be sacrificed on the cross. But when she gave what little she had back to God, there was a blessing that came upon her life that overflowed to save the world. See, this lady sold the oil to redeem her sons. Her sons were being sold into slavery. Come on, God gave his one and only son for you and me so that the bondage of sin would be broken off of our lives. There is an overflow blessing on your lives, ladies, when you give back to him what God has called you to give to him. I think about Susanna Wesley again. I'm sure there were days when she was just changing diapers, wiping noses, cleaning house, taking care of kids. Didn't feel like she was doing much. Didn't feel like she was making any significant contribution. She wasn't a preacher, wasn't a prolific writer like her husband. Just taking care of kids. Just being faithful. Just pouring herself out. But she was faithful what God had entrusted into her life. And she planted a seed in the hearts of her sons. And John Wesley would go on to be one of the greatest men in the history of Christianity. He would turn England upside down. God would use him to bring revival to that country. He would get out on horseback and go all around England preaching. And the crowds were so large, you couldn't see the end of them. And he would preach as far as his voice could carry. And thousands upon thousands were saved. God used him to bring revival. And then it spread to America. And the Methodist Church to this day is all over the United States of America. And then there's Charles Wesley. He would write 6,500 hymns. Hymns that are still being sung all around the world today in churches today. Hymns like Hark the Herald Angels Sing that we still sing every Christmas. Why? Because she was faithful with the little bit of oil that she had. She was faithful with the things that God had entrusted her with, and the blessing of God came upon her life, and it was an overflow blessing that flowed into the lives of her kids, that flowed out to touch the world and change the world. I want to tell you this morning, ladies, the greatest legacy you leave is what you pour into others. The greatest legacy you leave, mom, is what you pour into those kids. We live in a culture that tells us the greatest is to be skinny, to be a supermodel, to be sexy, to be desirable, to make a whole bunch of money, to be this or to be that. No, I want to tell you today, to be a woman of God, the greatest legacy is to leave what you have in others. You be faithful, whoever you have around you, whatever season of life you're in, single, married, divorced, widowed, mom, you be faithful. You be faithful to what God has called you to. And you leave a legacy in others. And so ladies, wives, moms, sisters, daughters, I want to say to you today, you are a gift to all of us. You are a gift to all of us. And you know, sometimes we live in such close proximity to the miracle that we don't always see it unfolding. We don't always see it. Sometimes we live in close proximity to you. Some of us, we're married to the miracle. Come on, I know I am. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you live so close to the miracle, you don't see it unfolding. It's happening right close in front of your eyes. But I want to say to you today, ladies, God sees you and we see you. And today we honor and bless you. Come on, men, let's give it up one more time and bless these ladies. Let's bless these ladies. Come on, men, we can do better than that. Let's honor these ladies today and bless them today. We call you blessed. We honor you today. We thank God for your life today. I want us all to stand up today. We're going to pray a special blessing over our ladies today. Because here's the truth, ladies. I'll speak on behalf of all the men. We would be lost without you. We would be in trouble without you. Thank God for you. And so we want to bless you today. Hey, if you're with a wife, a mom, a significant other, a daughter, a sister, a friend, just somebody special in your life, let's lay a hand on her shoulder. And ladies, if you're here by yourself today, maybe you can find another lady to link up with. Find somebody, put a hand on them, link hands with somebody. Let's bless all of our ladies today. We're gonna pray over you. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for our ladies today. God, we thank you, first of all, for our moms, especially for all they do for us, for all they mean to our lives. We bless them today. We thank you for all of our ladies here today, wives, daughters, sisters, friends, the significant others in our lives today. God, we thank you for the gift that they are in our lives today. God, we thank you for the love and care that they give to us today. We honor them today. We bless them in this place. And Lord, we pray that today every woman in this place would know who she is in you, that in your eyes, by your grace, she's enough. Lord, we come against every lie of the enemy, every negative thought that would cause any woman in here to believe that she's less than. We come against hurtful words. We come against what was done and what wasn't done that would cause any woman in this place to feel less than today. And we say, you are enough. And Lord, we pray that every woman in this place would know that you see their faithfulness today, that they would be encouraged, and that they would know that, God, your blessing is with them today. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, stay standing with us as we worship to this final song, church.
Thanks for tuning into our podcast. If you'd like to connect with us or learn more about our church, please visit us online at redemptioncommunitychurch.org. We hope you can listen or join us next week.